Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for joining at this different time this evening. Thank you for accommodating my schedule. Today we are going to be doing Nun Gimel Amud Beis, page 106. So we will be finishing up Ezra Shem Simin Reish Ayin Gimel and beginning Simin Reish Ayin Dalid. So we are up to Reish Ayin Gimel Si'if Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim Shein Mekachin Elu L'Araner, that there are those that say that when you say Kiddush on Friday night, it has to be where the Shabbos candles are lit. V'yesh Omrim Shein HaKiddush Tolei B'ner, and others say, no, the Kiddush has nothing to do with Shabbos candles. And if it's more pleasant for you to go out into the chatzer, and that's where you want to say Kiddush, and that's where you want to have your Suda, even though your candles are lit back inside the house, say Kiddush there, eat there, even though you don't see the ner. The neros are there to give you onek Shabbos, they're not there to cause you tzaras. So if you would enjoy much more to be outside on your porch and enjoy the cool, fresh air as you're eating your su'udah, and inside your house is stuffy or it's buggy or something like that. So we're not here to make you suffer. The neiros certainly shouldn't be there to make a person suffer. The neiros are supposed to be there to make a person enjoy Shabbos even more. Sifkat don lamin alf mishburu mekadosh b'chatzer v'ochel sham shu mekadosh b'chatzer eat there. Avalo yekadosh b'bayis v'ochel b'chatzer k'dal b'sif alef. But one thing you cannot do is say kiddush in the house and then eat in the chatzer, because that's not Kiddush B'makom Suda. V'achim Mistavra V'hainu B'mitztar Harbe. When the Shulchan Aruch says that it's most Mistavra that you could just go and have your whole meal with the Kiddush outside, that's only if it's really, really bothersome to be inside. Because otherwise, even the second day in Shulchan Aruch would agree that it's much, much better to eat where the Ner is lit. V'ayin Pri Megadim Shem Tzadid Yosetov Sheikadish B'bayis V'yochum Advar Charkachik Mar Sudasa B'chatzer V'ayin Sim Reisham Kimmel Siftaf Mashkos Hashem Minyan Zeh. The Prim Gadim even says that maybe it's better to say Kiddush where the Ner is, have a little bit to eat, meaning have a kezayis, so that you yotzei Kiddush makom suda, and then you can go and enjoy the rest of your suda outside where you did not make Kiddush, and therefore you will have fulfilled Kiddush makom suda, you will have been able to say Kiddush and have somewhat of a suda by the Ner, and you'll be able to enjoy yourself. So that's a compromise. The Bir Halacha makes a big deal about how the hachra'a of the Shulchan Aruch is really only in this kind of case where it's intolerable inside, but when it's really okay inside, so it's much, much better to eat inside. The Bir Halacha writes, the ikra many rishonim hold the ikra suda tuliya b'ner, because there are many rishonim that hold that the suda really does depend on the ner, so it's definitely much better to have the suda where the ner is lit. Moving on now to Simin Reish Ayin Dalet, dine betzias hapas b'shabbes, says the Shulchan Aruch si'if alif botzeya al shtei kikaros, a person shlemos, a person should deal with two full challahs. Sha'oche shteyan biyado, you hold them both in your hand. Votzeya tachtona, but the one you cut into should be the bottom challah. Says the Rama, v'dafka b'leil Shabbos. That idea that the one you cut into should be the bottom challah is dafka Friday night. Aval b'yom haShabbos or b'leil Yom Tov, votzeya leil Yona. But when it's Shabbos day, or any of the Yom Tov meals, then the challah you cut into first should be the top challah. V'atam al derech haKabbalah. And the Rama says, don't ask me the reason, it's a Kabbalistic reason, but this is what we do, that we say the challah we cut into Friday night is the bottom challah, the challah we cut into every other time, Shabbos day, and all Yom Tov meals is the top challah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Shteki Karos, why Shteki Karos? Zecher Leman. It's a Zecher to the Man. The Chsiv, look to Lecha Mishnah. Now, in the Dir Shovir, he has a discussion, what if one of these Lecha Mishnahs is something that you're not allowed to eat for some reason or another? So he says, let's say it's Aser, it's a non-kosher bread. So he says, so then you cannot use it for Lecha Mishnah, because the whole Indian of Lecha Mishnah is that it adds Chashivus to the Suda, that here you have two full loaves of bread for the Suda, but if it's not Ra'ui to use for the Suda because it's Aser, so then absolutely not. What if it's Pas Akum, so Pas Paltu, let's say, where the Mishbura quotes a Minag to be Machmir, not to have Pas Paltu on Shabbos, but that's only a Chumra, Meikra Adin, it's going to be Mutter. So Primogadim thinks that that's okay, that you could be Mitzayv to Lecha Mishnah, because technically it is Mutter. The discussion that many poskim have, Minchas Yitzchak and and others, is what if one of your challahs is a frozen challah? Can you take one out of the freezer and be mitzarif it to lecha mishnah? So Minchas Yitzchak thinks yes. He says it's ra'ui to eat without doing anything to it, and you can always warm it up and get it ready in time. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that when it's not ra'ui to eat yet, you should not be mitzarif it. But if you know that your su'uda typically lasts 3-4 hours, and by the time your su'uda is over, this frozen challah will no longer be frozen, so since it is ra'ui to use for this meal, then you could use it for lecha mishnah. So that's a little bit of the discussion in Poskim about frozen challahs. Vayter and Mishabura, v'gam b'yom tov tzarech litzov al shteki karos. On Yantav, you're also supposed to have lecha mishnah, which is a little bit funny, because the reason to have lecha mishnah is a zecher leman, and the reason to have shalosh shulis is a zecher leman. And on Yom Tov, we do not have shalosh shulis. So the Prisha explains that, yeah, but the limud to have shalosh shulis is from three times it says the word hayom, and that it says legabe Shabbos. So that's why we limit that halacha to Shabbos. But as far as the zecher leman, that the man did not fall on Erev Shabbos, it also didn't fall on Erev Yantif. And that's why we have shtei kikaros on Yom Tov as well. V'gam anashim mechuyavos b'lecha mishnah. Women are equally obligated in lecha mishnah. And therefore, if there's no man in the house and a woman is eating a suda, or a group of women are eating a suda, they should have lecha mishnah. Shei gamkin b'neis haman, because women are also included in the neis of the man. V'im yotzei b'lecha mishnah pasah b'kisnin, ayin lelsim kufsam chasiv zayin shom mishabrua b'ir halacha, is a whole discussion in Chelek Beis of Mishabura, whether you could be yotze with with a babka, or does it have to be a challah? Half of our challahs nowadays are actually babkas, so I hope you could be yotze with pasul babakizn. It's not so clear that many of our challahs are not pasul babakizn. But anyway, Shleimos says the Mishabura v'uga shenisfa ktsas v'adayin lo nechtach mimena. If let's say there's a burnt end on one of your loaves of bread, yeshom diotzen balin yilecha mishnah in b'shari tshuva imein lo pashleima eino ma'akev. That some say you could be yotze lecha mishnah with it, and Shari Tshuva anyway points out that if you don't have a full loaf of bread, it's not going to be ma'akev. You could use a broken loaf of bread. This is the Netziv as a tshuva, where he says what determines what's shalem and not shalem is how it was presented to you originally. If it was presented to you as a half a loaf, then since that's the way you got it, that's a full loaf for you. So that's what the Achronim point out. The Netziv himself, I think, points out that if you only have one loaf of bread, so what you should have your wife do is cut the loaf in half and then put it on the table as two halves. So when you first see it, it's two halves, and that's lecha mishnah. That's going to be good enough for you. A chiddush that the Netziv has. V'yachol kaddish afilu al kazayis pas. You could say kiddush even if you just have a kazayis of pas. V'nachol linok shezesh botzea yichavin liftor birchas motzi kol amesubin. The proper practice is that the one who's cutting the challah should have in mind to pater everyone who's sitting there. V'gam yomer lamesubin sheyichavin latzis birchaso, and he should warn them that they should be have in mind to be yotzi with his bracha, kadesh shekulam yetsu b'lecha mishnah, so that they'll all be yotzi b'lecha mishnah. Ukshamotzi achirim yomer birshus rabosai. When he's about to say the amotzi, he should say birshus rabosai. Rabosai, what do you mean? He's the Rosh Yeshiva. He's the father of the house. What's birshus rabosai? It's just a nice humble way to speak. But he should alert them that they need to be paying attention. Biyado b'shas amotzi, that when he says amotzi, he's holding both challahs. Uvotzeya shari lo nemer lecha mishnah ela bilakita. It only says lecha mishnah when it comes to taking the loaves, but not as far as cutting them. For Hashal u'shloa nagu lachtok shneim kiperish haRashba. However, the Marshal and the Shloa Kadosh say to do like the Rashba, which is to cut both loaves of bread, and not to only cut into one of them, but to cut into both of them. The Chayin Hiskim Agra. The Gemara is such a lashon of botzeya akula shirusa. So the way the Rashba understands that means that you're supposed to cut both loaves of bread, right? That's how I think the Gra explains that the minog that the Zohar says is to have 12 challahs. So the Gra says, I understand, the Kabbalah is never against the Halacha, so how could it be that there's a minhag to have 12 challahs? So I think that's what they say. If you learn like the Rashba, and you have three meals, two challahs at each meal, and you have to cut each one, so that's six half challahs, makes up 12 challahs. That might be what the Zohar actually meant. The Makbid al-Otsa'am, And if you're worried about the expense, that you're going to have to cut two full challahs at every meal, so it's going to, these challahs are expensive. You go to the local bakeries, especially if you buy the sourdoughs at the local bakeries, in the Five Towns, like $20 each challah. So then, you don't want to have to cut into both of them at every meal. So osa shalosh challahs gedolos v'shalosh ketanos. So you should make three big challahs and three little challahs. Have three little challah rolls. Ubekolsu double tzeya achas kol vas ketan. And every meal, you cut the one big challah and also cut the little challah. But anyway, the olam is knowing like the Shulchan Aruch that we only cut one anyway. Primogadim says that if you only have Paseinim Yehudim, you don't have Pas Yisrael, you're allowed to eat that on Shabbos. Sivkatan hei atachtona. We said the one you're supposed to cut is the bottom one. Habach toma tein mavirin al mitzvos. The Bach says, what do you mean cut the bottom one? You're not supposed to bypass a mitzvah. The top one is obviously the one you see first. So shouldn't that be the one you cut first? This is a good trick. A person's supposed to do this. You're supposed to have the top one on top of the bottom one. That's what makes it the top one. But have the bottom one a little closer to you. So the top one is not directly on top of the bottom one. It's a little bit further out. And that way, the Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs will actually be to cut the bottom one. V'nimtza shepogea tchila b'tachtona. So the one you come across first is the bottom one. This is on Friday night again. On Shabbos day, you want to encounter the top one first. Olokhen elyon b'shas birch samotzi, umenichlo salamato avotzin aleha. Or maybe while you're saying the bracha, switch them. And that way, you'll be able to, remove the top one while you're saying the bracha. And then only the bottom one will be exposed and will be there for you to cut into without having to bypass anything. Now the halacha is you're not supposed to cut until you finish saying the bracha. So sometimes you want to be quick. You don't want to waste time. So you're halfway through the bracha and you're also halfway through the challah. So you shouldn't do that. You should wait till you finish the bracha and then cut the challah. From medaktikim, we're giving lirshom b'sakin kodem bracha. The medaktikim typically make a little rishima. They make a little mark with the knife on the challah prior to saying the bracha. Sifbeis, mitzvah levtsoa b'shabbos prusa gadola shetas b'lel kol suda. The first slice of challah that you should cut should be a nice big chunk of challah, something that's going to be enough to last you for the entire meal. It's all the bread you're going to want for the entire meal. Prusa gadola says a mishra brua v'lo mechzi karaptan. Don't worry, it doesn't make you look like a glutton. Kivan sheno sakein b'chol, because you only do this on Shabbos. So vaday kavanasu shechav v'lov mitzvah v'rotza lechol harbei. So it's obvious that you're doing it because you love the mitzvah so much. So you want to partake of a lot of the mitzvah. So don't worry about it that it's going to make you look like a glutton. Right? We pointed out before that some people are knowing that they don't drink wine the whole week. They'll only drink wine on Shabbos. Drinking wine, is that, you're going to be drinking a bunch of wine? You're going to look like a drunk? No, if you never ever drink during the week and you dafka have it for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then it's evident that you're doing it l'shei mitzvah and that your heart is in the right place and your stomach's in the right place. Siv Gimel, very quickly, Einam Nesubin Rashon Litom Achi Yitom HaBotzea. No one at the table should eat until the guy who said amotzi eats. But if everyone has their own lechemishna in front of them, then they can eat before the guy who said amotzi eats. They're yotze with his bracha, but they have their own lechemishna. Says Mishabur Sivkat and Zayin Litom Hainu Afal Pishanasna Batzei Lefnei Kolecha Ve'echad Eschalko. Even though the guy who said the bracha cut a piece of challah and gave everyone, he already distributed it all. He decided to distribute before he took a bite of anything. But still, you have to wait for him to take a bite before anyone else does. Lechemishna, but if they have their own lechemishna, then it's okay. Ratzalomer Va'az Afal Pishu Motziam Bibrachaso, and then even though he was motzi them with his bracha, yucholim litom kodem lo, they could taste before him. Avalim ein lefnei kol echad lechemishna. But if not everyone has a lechemishna in front of them, aval bishkol echad kikaro sheyochol menuhu lefanav. Even though everyone has their bread that they're going to eat from, then everyone needs to rely on the guy saying a bracha, and they should not jump the gun and taste anything before him. So let's summarize what we learned today. 5 points. Point number one is that there are two opinions whether Kiddush must be said where you lit candles, but if it's much more comfortable for you somewhere else, you can say Kiddush there, like in your backyard. Point number two, men and women are both chayiv to do Lecha Mishnah Zezecher Laman on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, and with the exception of Friday night, we always cut the top challah first, with the exception of Friday night, but the Rashba holds you're supposed to cut both challahs anyway. The third point is that that the Mevarich should be motzi everyone with his bracha, and remind them to pay attention to his bracha by saying Bereshus Rabosai. Point number four, the Mevarich should cut off a large enough piece to last him for the entire meal. It doesn't look gluttonous, it looks like a chavivos mitzvah. And point number five, people around the table should not eat the challah until the Botzeya eats, unless they each have their own Lecha Mishnah, in which case they are allowed to eat before the Botzeya eats. Okay, Bez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Simin Reishayin Dalet, Si'if Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining, and have a wonderful Shabbos.